The news was published on Sunday, October 13, 2024. I am Mary. So get this. SpaceX just pulled off something seriously cool with their massive Starship rocket. It's like they just nailed the ultimate space gymnastics routine. They didn't just launch this behemoth into the sky, they actually caught the booster as it came back down. Can you imagine? It's like playing the world's biggest game of catch, but with a rocket instead of a ball. Now picture this. It's a crisp Sunday morning down in Texas at SpaceX's Starbase. The sun's barely up, and there's this absolute giant of a rocket standing there, nearly 400 feet tall. That's not just big. That's holy cow. I need to crane my neck to see the top big. We're talking skyscraper territory here, folks. So SpaceX had two main goals for this test flight. First up, they wanted to catch that super heavy booster, that's the beefy first stage of the rocket, right back at the launch site. Second, they were aiming to splash down the Starship upper stage in the Indian Ocean. And guess what? They absolutely crushed both objectives. You know, this Starship catch is giving me major space shuttle vibes. I mean, think about it. Back in the day, when NASA first started landing those behemoth space shuttles, it was a big freaking deal. We're talking about bringing a massive spacecraft safely back to Earth in a controlled way. That was some next-level stuff back then, just like what SpaceX is doing now with Starship. Remember those iconic space shuttle landings? The way that massive orbiter would glide down, looking more like a chunky airplane than a spacecraft? It was a sight to behold. And let me tell you, every landing was a nail-biter. You had astronauts manually piloting this enormous glider, with no engines, mind you, trying to hit a runway that probably looked like a toothpick from up there. Talk about pressure! And the technology behind it was mind-blowing for its time. The thermal protection system alone was a marvel. Those black tiles covering the shuttle's underbelly could withstand temperatures hot enough to melt steel. It's not too different from what SpaceX is doing with Starship's heat shield, come to think of it. But here's the kicker. Just like with Starship now, those early shuttle landings were anything but guaranteed. NASA had to figure out so much stuff on the fly, pun totally intended. They were dealing with plasma blackouts during re-entry, figuring out the perfect angle to avoid burning up, and praying that those tiles wouldn't decide to take an impromptu vacation mid-flight. It was a learning process, just like what we're seeing with Starship. And let's not forget the cultural impact. Those shuttle landings became must-see TV. People would gather around to watch, holding their breath as the orbiter approached the runway. It was a moment of national pride, showcasing American ingenuity and pushing the boundaries of what we thought was possible. Fast forward to today, and we're seeing that same sense of excitement and wonder with Starship tests. Now let's chat about this booster catch, because it's giving me some serious deja vu. It reminds me so much of when SpaceX first started trying to land those Falcon 9 boosters on drone ships. I mean, can you imagine pitching that idea a decade ago? Hey, we're gonna launch a rocket and then land the first stage on a tiny platform in the middle of the ocean. People would have thought you were off your rocker. But SpaceX did it. And let me tell you, those first attempts were edge-of-your-seat stuff. We saw so many close calls. Boosters tipping over at the last second, running out of fuel just before touchdown, or coming in too hot and going boom. It was like watching a high-stakes game of rocket Jenga. Every landing attempt had us glued to our screens, crossing our fingers and toes. And the drone ship landings? Don't even get me started. They added a whole new level of complexity. Not only did the booster have to hit a bullseye in the middle of the ocean, but it had to do it on a moving target. Those ships were bobbing around like corks in a bathtub, and somehow, SpaceX had to stick the landing. It seemed absolutely bonkers at first. But here's the thing, SpaceX kept at it. They learned from every failure, tweaked their approach, and gradually got better. And now? Now those Falcon 9 landings are so routine we barely bat an eye. It's like, oh yeah, another perfect landing. What's for dinner? We've gone from impossibly hard to almost boring in the span of a few years. Now let's talk about what's next for SpaceX and Starship. You know, I've got a feeling we're about to see these launches become as common as your morning coffee run. With the FAA already giving the green light for the next test flight, we might be looking at a launch schedule that'd make your head spin. It's like SpaceX is gearing up to play space pinball, and they've got a pocket full of quarters ready to go. Think about it. If they can keep sticking these landings like a gymnast at the Olympics, we're talking about a game changer in the cost of space travel. Right now, launching stuff into space is like throwing away a Bentley every time you want to pop to the shops. But if SpaceX can keep catching and reusing these boosters, we're looking at a future where space launches could be as affordable as, well, maybe not a bus ticket, but certainly cheaper than they are now. It's like we're watching the Wright brothers, but instead of a beach in Kitty Hawk, it's a launch pad in Texas. And instead of a flimsy wooden plane, it's a massive rocket that could reshape our entire approach to space exploration. The potential here is mind-boggling. We could be on the cusp of a new era in space travel, where missions to orbit are as routine as catching a flight from New York to LA. Now let's talk about the elephant in the room, or should I say, the moon in the sky. NASA's Artemis program is eyeing Starship like a kid staring at the cookie jar. If SpaceX can prove that Starship is as reliable as a Swiss watch, we might see astronauts hitching a ride to the moon in one of these bad boys sooner than you think. We're talking about the possibility of boots on the lunar surface within the next few years. Can you imagine? It's like we're living in a sci-fi novel, but it's all happening right before our eyes. The implications of this are huge. We're not just talking about planting a flag and coming home. With Starship's capacity, we could be looking at establishing a permanent presence on the moon. Think about it. Lunar bases, scientific outposts, maybe even the foundations of a space economy. It's like we're about to open up a whole new frontier, and Starship could be the covered wagon of the 21st century. But here's the kicker. The moon might just be the beginning. If Starship lives up to its potential, we could be looking at Mars missions in the not-so-distant future. It's like we're standing on the edge of a new age of exploration, and Starship is the ship that could carry us into that unknown. The possibilities are as vast as space itself, and it's all unfolding right before our eyes. This is Mary, bringing you the latest in space exploration news from Listen2. Stay tuned, because the future is looking more exciting by the day.